Blog Talk Radio.
For the great and for the mighty things
that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast, coming live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God gets all of the glory, where he will get all of the honor, and where he will get all of the glory. The word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. And today we're here to lift up the great and the mighty name of Jesus. I am your host, preacher of an hour of this morning, Hour of Power. And truly it will be an hour of power. We need power from on high. The Bible said you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And we will be witness unto him in Jerusalem, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So we want to receive power. And you may say, Dr. McCoy, how can I receive power? You can receive power through God's word, believing God's word, standing on God's word. And I want you to know today that there is nothing too hard for God. The word of God says he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. And I want you to know, no matter what the enemy have tried and to discourage you with, no matter how the enemy have tried to come against your mind, I want you to know today that God is still in control. And that's one thing that you need to know, that God is always in control. You have to know that God's word will never fail. God is a God that will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. Today our study is going to be coming from Mark, the 4th chapter and that 5th chapter. And we're going to begin today, and we're going to be talking about the gathering demonic heal. I want you to know today, God wants you to see his power being manifest throughout the earth. Somebody don't believe and somebody don't know the power of God. Sometimes the enemy will try to make you forget the things that God has done in your own life. And not only in your life, but the word of God, and it is written. That's why it is so important, the word of God, to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God. Need not be ashamed to write and define the word of truth. I want you to know today we're going to talk about the truth of God's word. We're going to talk about the power of God's word. There is power in the word of God. And if you will just turn to the book of Mark, in that 5th chapter, we will begin at that first verse. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit who had dwelled among the tomb, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. I want you to see the power of God. And when we begin to read the word of God, we see that word tell us that Jesus had came out of the ship. And the ship he was speaking of, he had came out of the ship. Remember when Jesus was in the ship in that 4th chapter of Mark, and there arose a great storm, and how the winds and the waves began to beat upon the ship, and it was even full, and Jesus in the hinder part of the ship asleep on the pillow. And his disciples came and woke him and said, Master, carest not that we perish? Jesus was sleeping peacefully. He was on a pillow. He was there because he didn't have to worry, because he knew that he was God. He knew that all power was in his hands. You know, I believe even as he was sleeping, I believe he knew that there was going to be a storm. I believe he knew that the wind was going to raise. I believe that this was a time that he had his disciples. This was a time that he was going to let them know, even in a greater way, that he was God. I was in the time he was teaching them to know that he had all power in his hand. Even when they began to be fearful, and they were fearful because they was on this ship and they see the waves, how they beat against the ship. They weren't in a boat, but they were on a ship. And they see how that the waves was beating against the ship. And it was, and the word of God tell it, it was down, it was full. And Jesus was in the inner part of the ship. And he was asleep, as the word of God tell us. And they began to awake him. You know how it is. Sometimes when things are going on in your life, even when you were a child and you may have been in your room and you heard the lightning, you heard the thunder, and you heard all of this noise, and you may have gotten out of your bed and you began to shake your mom or your father, and you began to let them know that it was raining, it was thundering. But they encourage you, and they let you know it's all is well, it's okay. They may have even told you to just get into bed, you know, with me. It's going to be all right. But yet, in the ship, these were leaders of God. These were men of God that was going to be leaders when God was crucified. He knew that these men was going to be men that he needed to build their faith. He needed to let them know without a doubt that I am God, that I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you may ask or think. And I believe that they woke Jesus up because they knew that they were in trouble. They woke him up because they needed his help. And they knew that their help coming from God who has made the heaven and the earth. But did they not even know that Jesus was on the ship? You're not going to perish because Jesus is on the ship. And that's how it is in our life, that even though the things that we go through in life, the enemy tried to bring things upon us and make us fearful and unbelieving. But when we can know the power of God, and when we can know who God is, and to know that God will not fail us, and that he will save us, and he will deliver us, yes, the disciples, they began to say to the Master, carest thou not that we perish? Sometimes in life, we go through struggles, we go through things in our lives, and we, the enemy try to make us doubt in our heart and wonder, Lord, don't you care that I'm going through this situation in my life? Don't you know, God, I can't pay this light bill? I can't pay this water bill? Don't you know that the creditors are calling me? Don't you know that my job is in jeopardy? Lord, don't you know? Don't you care what's happening to me? So, therefore, they thought they were at the point of perishing. They thought that they were going to die. But they forgot. They had forgotten that Jesus was on that ship. They wasn't on the ship by themselves. And that's why, and that's how we need to know within ourselves. When we go through trials and tribulations in our lives, we have to have that confidence and that faith in God. Imagine them, Lord, telling Jesus, "Carest thou not that we perish?" And Jesus arose. To me. I believe he's seen that fear in their heart. I believe that he's seen what they were struggling with. And he arose and he began to rebuke the wind. And he said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." What power of God. Yes, this is the hour of power. The hour of power, to let you know through the scripture, the power of our Savior, the power of our God. And what he is able to do, what he did yesterday, he is able to do today. But he's the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. And he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" And that is what the question is to his disciples, and as well as the question it is to the people of God today. Even those of us that go to church, those that say that we believe in him, those that say that we know him, where is our faith? Oh, the things are going wonderful, and they're wonderful, they're great, they're awesome. Things are, it seems like it's a sunshiny day. But what happens when the storm of life embrace us? The storm of life, what happens? Do we still hold on to our faith? Yes, Jesus was in the ship with those disciples. And he said, "Where is your faith? How is it that ye have no faith?" The Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So we need to not to say that we have just to have faith. It's good to say it, but it's time, in this day of time, we have to walk out our faith in God and to know that God, he is what he says that he is. I believe that he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first. And he is the last. He is the true and the living God. And he has all power in his hand, no matter what it is. So here in that fifth chapter of Mark, it tells us that Jesus had come out of the ship. And after he came out of the ship, there met him a man. He came out of the tomb who had an unclean spirit and who had dwelt among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chain. He had a spirit of wickedness. He was a foul. He was a dirty. He was a filthy. And no man could bind him. No man was able to hold him. It was the spirit. It was a demonic spirit, a spirit that was evil, a spirit that caused him to be enraged, caused him to be frantic, and a spirit that did not have the influence over his own life. You've seen people, even today, in 2012, of people that are walking down the street. I don't know what city you may be in or what state you may be in, but you've seen people, and they're talking to themselves, and some of them, they're out of the character. They're a spirit in them, have full control over them, and they can't do anything about it. So when we see in the word of God. Did the word tell us that he had dwelt among the tombs and no man could bind him, no, not one? When you find a person in a tomb or going to a tomb, and that's where he dwells, that's where he lived, because he couldn't live really among the people that was around him, because most of them was afraid of him. They didn't know what he was going to do at any time. They didn't know how to handle him. And the word let us know that they tried to handle him. They tried to bound him. They tried to bound him with feathers and chains. But he plucked the chains and the feathers and whatever they had in order to try to contain them, he broke them in pieces. And the word say no man could tame him. And it let us know that night and day, this man was in the mountain and in the tomb, and he was crying, and he was cutting his own self with stones. You knew he was possessed with the devil. You know that he was influenced by the wicked one, by the evil one. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worship him. And other, he ran and he knelt down to him. And he cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus? I adjure thee by God that thou tormentest me not." He said unto him, "Come." And when Jesus seen him, he said, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, "Jesus." See, Jesus able to conversate with him. He was in his right mind enough to say, "My name." He told him what his name was. He said, "My name is Legion, but we are many." That was many unclean spirits. Because he was conversating with that spirit that was in him. He said, "My name is Legion, but we are many." There are many spirits that was in him, many spirits that was taking over his body, many spirits that was causing him to not to think right, not to act right, out of character. So when he had told Jesus that his name was Legion, and let him know there was many demons and many spirits within him, he besought him much that he would not send him out of the country, that he would not send not him but them out of the country. And now there was night unto the mountain, a great herd of swine feeding. And the devil besought him, saying, "Send us unto the swine, that we may enter unto them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and they were about 2,000 that were choked in the sea. When Jesus speaks, he doesn't just speak, but he speaks with power, and he speaks with the authority. And he commanded these spirits, these unclean spirits, to come out. And he commanded them and to go unto the herd of these swine. And he gave them leave. He honored them. He went unto these spirits, had went unto these spines, the swine, and about 2,000 were choked in the sea. What power, what the power of God. See, when we think about some things that are happening in our lives, we need to think about the power of God. We need to continue to think that, you know, God never changed. Now, I'm not talking about people this morning, because people do change. I'm not talking about people, but I'm talking about the Almighty God. And God does not change. He's the same yesterday, with the same power, with the same authority. He's still God. He was God yesterday, and he was God today. So when we're thinking about God, he will always be the same, with all power in his hand. So we see the power of God dealing with this demonic man, and how with the power of God, he spoke to that spirit. He spoke to those demons that was in that man, and they went into these swine, and they went, and they were drowned, they were choked in the sea. And then, and that, if you look there in that 15th verse, because we need to see, we see the power of God, we see what he did. So we talked about how the Lord God had caused the disciples to be more enriched and more empowered to know that he was in control of a sea. And no matter how it raged, no matter how the winds and the waves beat up on the ship, that he was still in control. We see that. You must remember that. And then we see the man, the demonic man, how he was unclean, and yet devils. And many times when you see or you hear a person that demonized or have a devil possessed on the inside, if you come in on the one side of the street, you go into the left, you're going to turn a corner, you don't want to be involved, you don't want to come in contact with this man, or with this woman, or with this demon inside of the individual, because it's really the spirit that's inside of the individual that's causing them to act in the manner in which they're acting. But see, Jesus did not do this. He encountered the spirit, the man seen Jesus, and he came because he wanted. He came and he gave reverence. He came and he kneeled. And I believe that, you know, sometimes when a person that's demonized, I believe that they do need help. Some people, yes, they do need help. Yes, there are people that don't want help. But yet I believe that the word of God, the power of God in the men and women of God, to cause others to be free, even as God calls, uses authority and power to cast out this demonic spirit out of this man. I believe that God wants you to see what he did in this case, and how he wants you to demonstrate his power today in 2012, because there are people that are sitting next to you, they have demons and they have devils. I'm not just saying on the workplace. I'm not just saying in the grocery store. I'm saying they're in the church. They're everywhere. So they need to know Jesus. They don't want to be bound. This man was bound with feathers. This man was bound with shame. And he was so strong, that spirit was so strong in him that they was not able to retain him. It was the chain. Whatever they had and whatever else they tried to bound it with these feathers, it was always broken. But when the power of God, when God power is upon you, word of God said, ye shall receive power. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost, when the power of God is come upon you. See, we can be the witness. We can cast out demons and devils. And this is what God was demonstrating to his disciples. And this is not just to his disciples. It is for every believer to know that you can cast out demons and you can cast out devils. And you can make man be free through the spoken word of God. And that's all Jesus did. That's one of the things he did. He, with that spoken word, he cast out these demons, these legions. There was many legions. There was many devils inside of this man. So therefore, Jesus was not afraid. And that's one of the things that many of us are afraid of. To have encounter with demons and devils. But they want to be free. And why should they live? Why should a man, why should a woman, why should a child be demonized the rest of their life? Because we won't speak the word. And see, that's what Jesus did. He spoke with the authority and power. And when we began to read the Word of God, when we began to study the Word of God, then we can see the power of God being demonstrated in the Word, and we will see the power of God being demonstrated through the spoken Word. He said, what Jesus said, and what he did, the Bible let us know that we're going to do, and we're going to do greater things. So therefore, we need to demonstrate his power. We need to let the world know who he is by the word of God. And you need to know it's not you, because many of us get in trouble. Because we think it's us, but we need to know that it's not you, it's not me, but it's the Christ that liveth within us, that give us the power to operate in that level of deliverance, in that level of healing, in that level of deliverance. We have to cast out all fear, and we need to believe God, because that's what the enemy wants you to operate in fear. And if you're operating in fear, the demon will not be cast out. That devil will not be cast out. God will, the same power that you see in the Word of God, he spoke the word, and that demon was cast out of that man. And then when we look there at that 15th verse, he said, and they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. My God, they knew who this man was. They knew how he operated. They knew he had legions of devils inside of him. When they seen Jesus and they seen this man, and this man was not being tormented anymore. This man didn't have shackles on anymore. He didn't have any chains anymore. He wasn't raging and pulling and running, and he wasn't in the tombs anymore. He wasn't being influenced by demonic spirits anymore. But he was sitting and talking to Jesus in his right mind. And they were afraid. They were afraid. And then he was the word of God. Look at the power of God. And then they saw. And they that saw it. See, that's one of the things that God wants to build the faith of people. Not just, yes, the man needed deliverance. The man needed to be made free. The disciples needed, their faith needed to be built. They needed to go to the next level in God. They needed to believe God because they were also afraid. But the people around them needed to know that God, that he was God, and see the power of God. See, we need to be able to show the world the power of God. Yes, we have talked about the word of God, and we have talked about the power of God, but it's time for us to demonstrate his power. It's time for us to walk in the authority of his word. It's time for us to know who we are in him. Yes, we can do all things. Philippians says, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. How are we going to be strengthened if we're not in the word? How are we going to believe God if we're not in the word? How are we going to stand on holy ground and believe God, except we're in the word of God? Again, the word of God says, to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. Yes, we can do this. Yes, we can cast out demons and devils through the word of God, through the power of God. See, when the word of God is in you, you're going to speak with power and authority. It's not you, but it's the Christ that lives within. I just love what Paul says. Paul says in Galatians 2 and 20, he says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it is the Christ that lives within me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. Paul was chained. Remember how wicked the man was when he was on the road to Damascus, destroying God's people? God will change. I'm talking about the power of God this morning. This is the hour of power. This is the hour of power. So we need to know and be reminded of the power of God. And God is showing us today his power and his demonstration of his power. So here we see, in that 16th verse, and they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. They were eyewitnesses to what had happened. And they began to pray him to depart out of the coast. And when he would come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. I mean, look at the power of God. This man that didn't care anything about Jesus, didn't really know him the way that he should know him for his life to be changed. But he recognized who Jesus was. And that's what we need to let the world recognize who Jesus is. If we don't tell them, they won't recognize him. Yes, they heard of Jesus. Yes, they heard you talk about him. But it's time to demonstrate his word. It's time to speak the word with power and authority. Don't just talk about him. Talk about him like you know him. Talk about him like you've been. am. Remember, some of you, the hours that you spent in school, in the elementary school, the junior high and senior high school. Remember the years that you spent as when you, those that you that have your associate degree and those that have your bachelor's and your master and your doctorate degree, you spent time in the book. You spent time in the book. And some, and a lot of you did not spend time in the volume of the book of the Bible. But you had given your time to your profession. It's time to stand in the Word of God for our profession of faith so that we can be able to bring them by the thousand and the 10,000 to the kingdom of God. The Bible says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Why is it that we don't have more labor that's going out and demonstrating the power of God? Why is it that we don't have more labor going out and speaking the unadulterated, uncompromising word that is able to save our soul? Why is it that we don't have more demonstrators that will demonstrate what we have read in the Bible? It's time for us to demonstrate the power of God. And this is the reason why Jesus taught his disciples so many times in the Word of God. He demonstrated his power. Don't you remember even in the book of Exodus how Jesus told Moses when he had called him, when he spoke to him in that burning bush? Remember how Jesus had spoken to him and told him that he wanted him to go to Pharaoh, let Pharaoh know to let my people go? Remember? And remember he was questioning God, you know, about the power of God, the power of who was going to save the people when he go to the Pharaoh, when he go to people, they weren't going to believe him. They want to know who sent him. And God let him know that I am the one that sent you. And then God, not only that, he didn't just leave you. And so that's what we need to know today. That God, when he sent us on assignment, and we actually believe we have an everlasting assignment to go into the harvest, he, even as he showed Moses and told and demonstrate his power to Moses, remember he told Moses to take that rod. He wanted to know, first of all, what do you have in your hand? And Moses had this rod. And God told him to cast that rope, that rod down. And remember, it became a snake. And then he didn't just leave it at that. He told him how to pick that rock, that snake up, because he had to pick it up in the manner, because we have to listen to God. He told him to pick it up by that tail of it. And when he did, it became a rod. See, God shows us, he teaches us, but we have to be able to listen. Moses had to listen to God. God told him to put his hand into his bosom. And he was teaching. And when he put his hand into his bosom, he took it out, and his hand was white, like leprosy, over the power of God. And when he told him to put it back inside of his bosom, his hand became like flesh. It was normal again. Oh, look at God. If he did this, and he did, and he demonstrated his power to Moses, what about you? What about me? Matter, what about the trillions of other people that God is looking for to take his word to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west? He is looking for you to make a difference. He is looking for you to say yes to God's will, and yes to his way. So this morning, we'll talk to you about the demonstration of God's power. We talk to you about that demonic man that God cast out, the man that had the legion and the devil, and that was possessed with the unclean spirit. Oh, my God. How he called this man that people didn't want to be next to. Couldn't even talk to him. Couldn't even have a decent conversation because of that spirit that was raging on the inside. There are many that are raging. There are many spirits. There are many people that have spirits this morning that are raging on the inside. And they need to be free. They could be right in your home. They need to be free. They need to be set free this morning. They need to be set free this morning in the name of Jesus. And with the power that's in your life, with you having faith and confidence in God, you can cast out these demons and devils. You can cause others to be free in Jesus Christ. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And I want you this morning to know that you, whoever you are today, whatever city or state that you reside in, God wants to use you. If you're not saved and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you heard me talk about the power of God. And if you want to be used by the Almighty God and you're not saved, I want you to just ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, to save you, to deliver you, to forgive you for all your sins. Because the word of God says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Preachers, apostles, teachers, evangelists, all of us was once sinners, but we were saved by the grace of God. So no matter who you are, God wants to save you and deliver you, and God wants to make you free. For whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, all those that are under the sound of my voice, all of those God is going to be listening at various times to this broadcast. And today, we pray even now, even as they hear the tape, even as they hear, Father God, your word going forth. We pray even now, God, that they will be forgiven for their sins and their transgressions. And Lord God, that you would cast every sin into the sea of forgiveness and you will remember it no more. That they will be new creatures in Christ. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. Bring deliverance upon them even now. Father, every lunatic spirit that's in their household, every lunatic spirit, God, that will try to come upon them, I bind right now, I cast into the very pit of hell, I send the word, Lord God, even now in the name of Jesus, that they'll be whole, that they'll be free in Jesus' name. And we decree and declare it is so this day and this hour in Jesus' name. And God, Father God, those God that are listening, Lord God, that are saved, and Father God, that their experience with you has been a lukewarm experience, Lord, it's been a spirit of coldness, Lord God, they're not hot, they're not cold, but they're lukewarm. I pray even now that you will touch them. And Father, the power of God, the anointing of you, God, will come upon them. God, that they will go forth, Father God, and they will hear, they will be obedient, God, that they will hear you, Father God, and they will move, Father God, even as you are already Father, I frustrated them to go forth in the name of Jesus. And God, that they will cast out demons. And God, that they will cast out devils, Lord God. And they will cause men and women, God, to be free. And God, that they, even as the legion, even as that demonic man was sitting in his right mind, that they will cause others, God, to be in their right mind. Those that are in the household, God, of those believers, I pray the boldness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus upon them, God, that they will speak the word, God, that they won't have to be, that individual won't have to be antagonized by the work of the enemy. And God, that believer won't be have to be antagonized and walk in fear and doubt and unbelief and looking for somebody else to cast out this demon. Oh, this day and this hour, God, empower them, God, today. And this I thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, this has been the Our Power. As Dr. Mary McCoy, we want you to tell somebody that the word of God is being preached and taught on every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., every Friday morning at 9 a.m., and to join us that they can receive power from on high. Please tell someone that the Our Power will be on the line. Not only that, on Saturday at 4 o'clock, the breakthrough broadcast, a panel of men and women of God will be discussing, is giving revelation, giving understanding to those that want to hear. So please join us every Saturday at 4 o'clock on the Blog Talk Radio with Dr. Mary McCoy and the Breakthrough Broadcast Panel. And every Monday, also on Monday, we have Crossroads Broadcast, which is a group of the professional women of God, licensed counselors. And we want you to tune in. We specialize in marriage, premarital counseling, family issues. So please take the time and join us on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and on Saturday. Until then, we would like to say Jehovah Shalom, peace to you, God bless you, and may the power of God be upon you today and forever. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.